Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. My guest today is Jeff Calhoun, the Tony-nominated director of Newsies, the hit musical based on the newsboy strike of 1899, when teenagers selling newspapers on the hard streets of New York staged a two-week strike against publishing giants William Randolph Hearst and Joseph Pulitzer. A national touring production of Newsies is coming to the Hippodrome in early December. Jeff Calhoun, welcome to WIPR.
Tom, thank you. It's a pleasure.
So give us a little summary of the plot here about the Newsies.
You know, you did a really good job. You nailed it. What's exciting about this tour is you're going to be seeing the same show there in Baltimore than we had at the Niederlander Theater on Broadway.
So very few changes from this touring production.
Very few changes. That's unusual because usually, because of the economics, shows are greatly modified before they tour them. And Disney was adamant and waited so they could figure out how to actually tour the show without compromises. So that's very exciting for all of us.
Now, you've been involved with a number of hit shows, shows like Jekyll and Hyde, Bonnie and Clyde. I'm interested, what inspires, do you think, playwrights? And in this case, the book is by Harvey Firestein, the great actor that so many folks know. But it's interesting that they would take a story about a strike, about hardship and the strife that's associated with the strike, and think that, wow, this would make a great show as a musical. Where does that come from?
Well, you know, in this case, it's really less about the strike than it is about the David and Goliath story. And it's about a new generation taking responsibility for making the world a better place. And you mix that with our amazing Broadway production values and good old-fashioned dancing. I think the best dancing that I've seen on Broadway in decades, a real crowd-pleaser.
Yeah, it certainly is a crowd-pleaser. It's a huge hit on Broadway. It was originally brought to Broadway as kind of a limited engagement. They thought maybe they'd do it maybe a few dozen times, and now it's approaching its 700th performance. It's interesting. The film, which came out in 1992, really didn't do very well. Why do you think the musical has been such a hit when the film wasn't such a big smash?
You know, I never saw the film, but I am aware that it was not successful at the box office. And I've really never seen or experienced anything like this, the juggernaut that is Newsies. As you said, we did this as a limited engagement, just so Disney would have a product to license the stock and amateur, because it was the number one requested title by schools all over the country to Disney, and they didn't have anything to license them. So the kids were just doing their own versions of the show regardless. And I think Disney realized that was an opportunity for revenue that didn't exist. And so they hired us solely so they could have a product to license.
Well, we look forward to it when it comes to Baltimore here in December. Jeff Calhoun, thanks so much for your time.
Tom, thank you. My pleasure.
Jeff Calhoun joined us on the line this afternoon from Schenectady, New York. He's the Tony-nominated director of the hit musical Newsies, which is coming to the Hippodrome Theater December 2nd through 7th. Come to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District on Baltimore's West Side. I'm Tom Hall on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.